And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. I'm sitting in for Sherry Heine today. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Our guests on the show today are Ben Elkins with GP Voice, Grant Quizzata, owner John Hancock Barbershop, and Bill Binky with Frontier Financial of Arizona. This is Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.95 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we are streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burn and propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's how-to chick seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn, and you are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, would you please introduce our first guest?
Certainly, Leland. Thank you. Our first guest of the show today is Ben Elkins, representing GP Voice. GP Voice has been a chamber member since 2017. I did look it up. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first off, Robert, Leland, thank you for having me. The chamber, thank you as always. Robert said, my name is Ben Elkins. I'm the COO of GP Voice. I've been with GP Voice for 16 years. We're a local telephone company out of Scottsdale, Arizona. We've been servicing customers here in Prescott for, almost 15 years now. And the main reason we came up to Prescott was we had so many customers complaining about the Cable One and CenturyLink. And our CEO, Mickey Rayo, who's been the owner of our company for since it started in 1995, said, Ben, you better get up there and help these folks. We have, I guess in 1995, Mickey started the company as a prepaid card company. In 96, he got involved in long distance. In 1999, we were doing about $100 million in prepaid cards. And then the little thing called a cell phone came around, and our prepaid card business went from about $100 million to last year about $30,000. In the midst of that, we decided, we better revolutionize what we're doing, and we got involved into the hosted market, into the telephone market. In that sense, we started going around. We have over 20,000 customers nationwide. We have we're in all 50 states. The key to our company, honestly, is the people. We have a great leader in Mickey, and starting from him, he's created kind of a family atmosphere at our company. I've been at the company for 16 years. I'm the COO. We have an awesome customer service staff. One of the differences with our company is when you call into someone, you actually get someone. You don't get stuck with the robot talking in the automation craziness. You also, a difference with us is we actually come out and do installs. We'll come out, train you, install you, and do everything from soup to nuts on starting out with the phones, finding out the needs.
So you'll do a complete phone system for any business.
Correct. We'll go to the customer. We find out the needs of the customer. If the customer needs a new phone system, we're there. We provide Polycom phones. We provide Yealink phones. We also can do SIP trunking, long-distance services, international. Anything the customer needs from data to, SD-WAN, anything as technical as computer services, managed services, web hosting. We can do everything for the customer. It all depends what the customer needs. We're very, very customer-oriented. I think the strength of our company is from our leadership and on down to our to the workers. Everyone in the company is like a family, and they've been there forever.
Ben, as I'd heard you talk earlier, we had a chance to just touch base, and you said hosted services. What is the meaning of that? How do people relate to what that?
Good question, Leland. And sometimes I speak in telecom talk instead of regular talk, and I apologize for that. Hosted services is communications over the cloud, over the internet. So as you well know, when you're at your home, you get your CenturyLink cable line or Cable One line, and it goes over copper wire lines. Mm-hmm. Hosted telephone services in the cloud and over the internet. So that's the wave of the future, and telecom is going to that. So all your services are run over the internet and in the cloud, to make it as easy as I can make it.
Sure. And so these hosted services are one aspect. Do you, in fact, provide internet service as well?
We do. We provide large internet services in major cities. We aren't as competitive price-wise as we'd like to be in certain areas of the market field. We do provide internet service to some people here in Prescott. Our major service for us here is providing the hosted telephone service, long distance, and toll-free service, that sort of thing.
And PBX phone service, that's an exchange internal to a business, right? And isn't it true that GP Voice, their primary customer base is businesses?
Correct, yes. All of our customers, but GP Voice, on that side of the house, almost all of our customers are on the business side, correct.
What technology advantages does GP Voice bring, perhaps, over the competition that a business could leverage?
Well, for one thing, is the features. We have our own BroadSoft switch, and what that means in a technical aspect is we spend a lot of money getting the best switch to enable your phone system to do some really cool things. We enable your phone system to work for you and your business. A few of the features, not to go into all of them, but a few of the features that are really cool, we allow voicemail to go to your email. We allow faxes to go to your email. We can set up a UC mobile app to where it doesn't matter if you're in Phoenix, New York, or LA, or Italy for that matter. You can get your receive your phone calls just like you're in the office, and your customers will think you're in the office. And you can also outpulse your phone number when you're making a call from your cell phone on the UC app. It'll give your customers the feel that, you know what, gosh, the guy's sitting in his office. He's not sitting in the beach in Italy.
Tremendous. Yeah, with the recreational season coming up, I think businesses would enjoy that application.
For sure.
Wonderful. Ben, you know, I heard you say that you've been serving this market for 15 years, perhaps the best-kept secret. I wasn't personally aware of that. Of course, I don't have a PBX exchange within my business, but that's tremendous to know that you have that presence here. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're plugged into the community, your relationships with any, you know, nonprofits? How do you value your relationship with the community?
Well, you know, for us, the community is everything. You know, we've, you know, been in business, like I said, for 23 years, and Prescott's very, very important to us. Well, one of the things we do for the community is we try to give back to the chamber. We're even though we're new members to the chamber, this last year we sponsored at the Christmas Gala, which was a wonderful event.
Mm-hmm.
We also try to do discounted deals for anyone like churches, some of the rehabilitation centers. We'll discount our services to enable them to have our phone service so they can have those features. They have that, and in turn, we'll give it to them at cost or just above cost as kind of a give back to the community. We also set up programs in the Phoenix area, which spreads out to here with the Salvation Armies. So we try to give back in that sense.
Fantastic. It's important. This community has a great heart, and they really value those kind of relationships. So I appreciate you making that consideration.
Tell us a little bit about your most rewarding aspect of your work. You know, what do you like the best about what you do?
You know,
since you've done it for so long,
yeah,
you obviously love it.
Yeah, no, I do. I have a passion for this job. I guess it starts with working for the company. I love GP Voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love working for Mickey Rayo, great leader of our company. I think the most rewarding thing is trying to help the customer. A perfect example is the taxes. What I see in my business is in telecom in general, it doesn't matter if it's CenturyLink or if it's Cable One,
mm-hmm.
they charge 20 to 35% in taxes. The FCC regulates you're supposed to charge between 6 and 7% in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I like educating the folks that, hey, you know what? These people are, how I say it, ripping you off
right.
with fake taxes on your bill.
Most people, I don't think, know there's options.
No,
like
no.
GP.
No.
They really have no idea.
No, they don't.
But not. Maybe they will now.
Yeah, hopefully they do because, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's hard enough getting around in this world to get by and understand, hey, I'm not an expert in technology, but I know to call up my phone company and they're going to send me my services and they're going to send me a bill. And you expect that stuff to be correct. And so I guess rewarding for me is educating folks on, hey, here's a different way to do it. It's reliable. We're a great company. And you know what? We're going to give you a fair bill for a fair deal.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
That's tremendous. Your company then, if there's businesses here who want to learn about your services, do you have a sales staff here that can meet with them one-on-one?
We do. We have a sales representative here.
Okay.
Great guy named Jeff. Tremendous asset to us. We also have a support team, a project management, and truck rolls that we do out here about once a week for installs and servicing customers. One of the things that we take pride on is with the project management staff that comes out here, we train everyone too on the stuff from the phones to the GUI. Everything is based on a portal, on a GUI. So mm-hmm. we'll go in there and train the customers, suit to this.
Can you provide us with contact information, how they can talk to Jeff or central office, make that contact?
Yeah, I would say the best way to do it is just go to our website at www.gpvoice.com or call in. It's 480-346-3405 and tell Ben sent you. And also, one other plug for the chamber, anyone who is a chamber member gets a chamber discount.
Mm-hmm.
And any the proceeds that we get, we try to put back into an event that either the community supports or something. So
right.
we're making our plans for any chamber members that's come on board to do that.
Great. Thanks for your support, too.
Oh, right. Very
well. For the chamber support.
Yeah.
Yes. And the number again?
480-346-3405. Or our website is www.gpvoice.com and tell them Ben sent you.
Excellent. Ben, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I'm delighted to hear about GP Voice.
Thanks, Leland. Thanks, Robert. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hosting your next party is a lot easier when you have it at Augie's. The banquet room seats up to 50 people comfortably. Augie's great menu and top-notch service assure your party's a hit. But I bet you won't miss having to shop, cook, and clean. Let Augie's team do all the work. For smaller groups, Augie's has a more intimate private dining room for parties of 4 to 8. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, 777-0330. The place to host your next party.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. This is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, would you please introduce our next guest?
Thank you, Leland. Our next guest is Grant Casada. Did I say that right?
Yeah, yes, sure did. Good. Thanks.
Representing John Hancock Barbershop. Most folks know Grant from downtown, right across the street from the Haciampa Hotel. I just was in there today having my haircut. Nobody can see it, but it looks really good. Feels really good, so it's a great place. So welcome to the show.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. And Leland, I know you were in there yesterday, so good to see both you guys today.
Yeah, see, it's got to be a good place. We all go there.
Absolutely.
We just need to get Bill there.
So yeah. That is full disclosure. I think we're both very satisfied clients,
yes.
And we're excited to hear more about the business and where you're taking it in our community. Tell us about yourself and then how you've come to bring John Hancock Barbershop to Prescott.
Yeah, so my name, like Robert said earlier, is Grant Casada. I'm Prescott local. I grew up here. After high school, I took off, went to Missouri, got into cutting women's hair for several years, and then got a little bored, joined the military, spent 8 years on the special operations side of the house. Couple deployments overseas, and then came back. My wife and I are both from Prescott, so we both moved back here in fall of 2014. I kind of looked around the area, and there was really no barber shops that the style that I was kind of going for and what I was looking for. And I realized I really didn't want to delve into the salons. There was quite a bit in the area, and so the barber shop seemed a good way to go and really just provide kind of an experience for the men of the area.
And it is an experience. It's very different from any barbershop that I have ever gone to. And I remember when you guys started, your first shop was right off of Montezuma, South Montezuma.
Oh, yeah.
Down in the back alley.
Yep, yep.
And then you upgraded,
right,
so to speak, although that place was really nice too, right downtown. Tell us about some of the fun services that you guys do for the barbershop.
So, currently, the major services we provide, of course, are haircuts. We do a lot of straight razor shaves. We've branched into men's color, whether that's a demi-permanent, a semi-permanent, or a permanent hair colors. The new training that myself and a few other staff members are going to go to this summer is an in-depth course on hair replacements. So that will be a new service that we'll be providing for the area and the region. So any gentleman out there that would like to kind of have that look and feel of actually having hair back, that's something that we will be providing pretty much by June or July of this year.
Interesting. Well, that certainly goes with the full service and the I think the demographical offering. You have modern haircut. You have traditional haircuts, traditional shave. You saw that you talked about the wet shave. And as I've experienced in there, there is young and old. And for me personally, it's kind of takes me back to sitting on my dad's lap in a traditional barbershop, you know, the hot steam towels and the straight razors. Mm-hmm. And you just don't find that anymore. And it's offering here in a contemporary way in which, you know, I think a lot of people find appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about your demographics. You know, how do you get them into the shop? How have you experienced promoting your business?
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up here in Prescott, and obviously we're known for definitely being a town that caters more towards retirees, which is great. I moved back here because I wanted to surround my kids in that type of environment, a little bit slower paced life. But opening up the barbershop for me was, you know, kind of how do we focus on filling that niche and providing a good service to gentlemen that might be retired, but also something that is hip and trendy and cool for the younger kids. So I had to be really conscientious about how we went about creating the overall brand, the space that we work in, and the space that you two are very familiar with. And it really provide a look that's aesthetically pleasing, that, you know, you come in, it's very rustic. There's a lot of steel and wood and just raw materials in there, designed by a good friend of mine, Andrew Horvath, with Anastasis here in town. And so, you know, it really was, you know, like about a 2-3 year labor of love type of, hey, this is what we're going for and this is how to create it. And then casting the net wide to where we could bring in the young gentlemen as well as the older gentlemen and kind of not turn people away, but really bring in a mixture of individuals that can meet on different levels, different age lengths. Like you were saying, being a young man myself, I remember going into the barbershop with my dad and sitting on the lap. So it was always something kind of cool to sit and see how older men interact. And that was one of the things we're trying to provide for the younger generation, is how do they learn some of these just basic skills and tasks that get passed down from men to men. And so it's a way for them to kind of emulate what they might see in the shop, because they have to slow down, you know, their pace of life in that instance or that visit.
Well, I would agree, and you know, you've really struck a balance with those that you have as employees, barbers within the shop. They seem to be able to relate across any demographic, and really foster that air of socialization. And you know, there's the jokes and so on and so forth. All clean, all fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tremendous experience. Talk to me about your branding. Trust your barber.
Yeah. So, you know, that one was actually Andrew. I don't know how he found that. We were just hanging out one night, and he kind of came up with the phrase, and it instantly stuck. So it was like, yeah, that's great. You know, there's a lot of times guys come in, they don't really know what they want, and to be able to actually find someone that can cut your hair well and competently and you know, give you viable feedback that you can take to the bank, kind of, that was kind of where the whole idea came from. So it is nice to have guys come in and know that they can come in and really just rely on the barber that they're sitting with to kind of provide a good quality service that they need and what they want and expectation from maybe the individuals or the friends they've heard about the shop, you know, from, and then come there and experience it themselves and get what they, you know, what they were wanting, or something totally new that they didn't know they wanted, but it fits their personality or their look.
Certainly. Yeah, no, the barbers that you have, their pedigree speaks for itself. And what I found to be the most significant thing is they listen. And there's no one single haircut for every one person, and they listen and can adapt. And
the warm towel is what I like the best.
Yep. Oh, yes.
It's
can't you leave me in the chair a little longer? That was just too quick of a nap.
You're going to fall asleep for sure.
Yeah, I love that.
So, Grant, I perceive that the community has really embraced this concept and your shop. And it's my understanding that you want to kind of take it to the next level. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so kind of the goal in the next probably 9 months to a year is moving into a more all-encompassing experience for every one of our clients, as well as either family, friends, or for that matter, just individuals that are new to what our brand actually is. So our founding, we have a pretty much a parent LLC corporation we're standing up, and that is going to be the founding fathers. And underneath that will be a couple of different entities, John Hancock being one of them. But really, we're going to focus on providing a tap room with several different beers. So we're going through the process right now of getting all those licenses for liquor licenses and beer and wine. We'll have a high-end coffee shop. We're going to have men's retail. The barber shop will be there. So we are in the process of going through that whole endeavor with a building and doing a massive build out with a building is somewhere around the size of 5,000 to 9,000 square feet. So we have the plans drawn up and we've already been talking with a myriad of different people throughout the community. And, that is the next direction for John Hancock and the brand. And then, once we have it kind of mastered down, being able to replicate that in Prescott Valley or Flagstaff or Phoenix and really bringing, that experience to those different markets and providing a service, quality service to those communities.
That's tremendous. You know, you talk about connecting generations, and you had mentioned previously about creating the opportunity for that next generation, a barber school here in northern Arizona. Is that still on track?
Yeah, so I just had a visit down about 2 weeks ago with a barber board. There's some major regulations happening right now at the governing level. So there's some new, I think there's about 7 or 8 different things on the docket that will either all pass or all fail. And so when I was talking to them specifically about doing a barber school, which we're looking at out in Prescott Valley, they told me to hang off until about the end of April, early May to even move forward with anything, just simply due to what these rules can change, which if it passes, it will be pretty substantial changes, and it will definitely make us reevaluate how we're going to go forward with this and what that will look like. So,
understandable.
But, well, it sounds like you're busy enough with the progression of the new John Hancock Barbershop, or the John Hancock Experience is what I always call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert.
That's cool. I look forward to having another brew pub in town.
You're a great member of the chamber, and I also know that you're a great member of this community, recognized by the Prescott Area Young Professionals in their 2018 Visionary Award. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your other involvements in the community?
Sure. So I got out of active duty late 2014. I went right into the Arizona National Guard, so I still am active in the Arizona National Guard. And I drill out of Phoenix. Here in this community, I sit on the board for YMCA. I'm an active board member for the YMCA, active board member for Young Life here in the community, and then an active board member for Prescott Area Young Professionals. And that is something that myself and my operations manager, Jesse Burke, as we keep steering John Hancock forward, a huge part of that will be whoever we bring on board, especially at a managerial level or these other locations, that we will expect them to become members of the communities that they're in. So whether it's Prescott Valley or Flagstaff or Phoenix, but the expectation will be that they will sit on 2 or 3 boards and become actually productive members of society, which allows them a level of purpose outside of just cutting hair or whatever that might be within the brand itself. So we really want to focus on giving back to the community and focusing on others and caring for our employees and the community.
That's tremendous. I think that's significant. It keeps your finger on the pulse of the community, and the quality individuals that you're employing, that you're influencing, they can further influence the community as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Grant, I personally want to thank you for your service.
Hey, thanks, Leland.
You're welcome. It's terrific to have you here and speak with us today. Your contact information, I think the website is great.
And tell them where you're at, too, just in case. You know.
Yep, sure. Like, so we are located at 117 East Gurley Street, which is the Elks Theater right downtown off the square. It is the theater that has the massive elk, actually the bronze elk on the top. We're directly right of the front doors. Our website is hancockbarbershop.com. You can email us at hancockbarbershop@gmail.com. You have the ability to book appointments right online. You can also give us a call if you'd like. But we try to turn a lot of the experience over to the customer side and give them the autonomy to kind of come and go as they please and obviously book appointments online. So.
And that's a really good part of it, too. It's good for me with a busy schedule to get my little email, click on my cell phone, and at work on my computer, it's like, oh, yeah, I got an appointment tomorrow. So yeah. It's really nice, and it's very good service from when you go in and when you come out.
And you seem, as I've been there, you seem to keep a bit of a buffer for walk-ins as well.
Yeah, so we try to do an 80-80 or 80-20 rule. So our goal as a business is pretty much to keep individuals behind the chair, barbers behind the chair 80% of the time, with the ability of actually cutting hair 80% of the time, and then a 20% buffer for walk-ins. So sometimes we were fortunate enough to get somebody in right off the bat. Other times they might have to come back, 30 minutes later, maybe, hour later. So we do definitely try to cater to walk-ins, but however, most of us in our lives these days are pretty busy. And so the ability to book an appointment online, and really show up and get a service that you need, right off the bat, that goes a long way. So we really try to cater towards, keeping a schedule and being professional. Everybody's pretty busy, so.
Terrific. Grant, again, thank you for your time being here. It's good to talk to you. Good luck with the business and the next endeavor.
And thank you for a great haircut.
Hey, absolutely, guys. I appreciate the time. And obviously, it's great to always visit with you guys. And I'll see you next time you're in the shop.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Cool.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the Indoor Event Center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. You'll find a wide variety of information, activities, health screenings, and demonstrations for everyone, young families and older adults as well. And while you're there, you can meet the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Our own NBA G League team will be on hand for autographs, photos, and even a practice scrimmage. Grab a game schedule and a few Suns giveaways too. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. With a chance to make a push towards the sixth and final playoff spot, the Northern Arizona Suns came up short. The Suns took on the Reno Bighorns at the Prescott Valley Event Center last night. This was a close game that saw Northern Arizona take a one-point lead with a minute and a half left. Reno made six consecutive free throws and ended up winning the game 132-125. The victory puts the Bighorns ahead of the Suns by 2.5 games. Reno also owns the tiebreaker over the Texas Legends and now sits in the fifth spot in the Western Conference. The Northern Arizona Suns take on the Santa Cruz Warriors at the Prescott Valley Event Center at 8 tonight. The Spring Valley Library is finally a reality.
Yavapai College and the Yavapai County Free Library District have partnered with the Mayer Unified School District to provide high school students and the Spring Valley community with a library of their own. Library District officials say the partnership extends to the newly formed Friends of Spring Valley Library Organization, which has been busy raising money and getting organized supporting this effort. According to Friends President David Blasco, people in the community are donating money and businesses have been offering their services to help get the new library started. The first fundraiser held earlier this month is being called a success. A grand opening of the Spring Valley Library takes place at 1:30 this afternoon in the Mayer High School gym on Mule Deer Drive. It will include a ribbon-cutting ceremony and Friends of the Library will have books for sale. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny skies on Thursday and Friday. Expect an overnight low of 28 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 43 tomorrow and a high of 49 on Friday. 31 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 57 and a high on Friday of 59. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu with time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Minnesota Wild live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Sitting in for Sherry, this is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. Welcome back. This is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, who's our next guest?
Thank you, Leland. Our next guest is Bill Binkley, representing Frontier Financial of Arizona, but I know for a fact that Bill does many other things which he'll tell us all about. Frontier Financial of Arizona has been a member of the Prescott Chamber since 2010. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and if you're native and all that good stuff that people want to know about.
Well, my wife and I came to Prescott in 2010 and have never looked back. We think it's the greatest place to live that we've ever been, and we're very, very happy here.
Do you have other family here?
Nope, and that's really nice because they have to call first.
They probably come all the time, though, since you live in Prescott, Arizona.
Well, we
they have to book an appointment.
That's right. Please call first.
Right. Well, Bill, I know personally you've got a great relationship with Frontier Financial. Frontier Financial has billed themselves, their mission, actually, as becoming the lender of choice for Arizona. They seek to really manage home lending, both residential and investment lending, so that people can be responsible homeowners, responsible investors in our community, and provide a positive economic impact.
There's no doubt about it. And there are many fine lenders in our area, but we might be more of a boutique lender to the extent that personal service and personal attention come first. And one of the things that that I admire about our broker, Tracy Rannick, is that Tracy just does not look at a deal and figure out that she can't do it. She may say not now, but work with me and we'll do it later. She's very attentive, very efficient, and it's just she does a great job, particularly with helping with people with purchase loans. I, on the other hand, am exclusively in the reverse mortgage side of the business. Been doing it for 12 years now, and my primary mission is working on the fact that the reverse mortgage is the most misunderstood product in home finance. So put the myths to sleep and help people come to an informed decision is my full-time job.
Granted, and I know that there's a lot of misconceptions out there. Well, it's interesting then that it really creates that full package of loan potential. I know that Frontier Financial of Arizona bills themselves as having a large segment of loan programs for their residential and real estate purchases. The one thing that I had come to learn recently is that the reverse mortgage is actually a purchase opportunity as well, correct?
That's true. And it adds to the difficulties of trying to help people understand that at the end of the day, this is a loan. It's like any loan with one simple difference, and that is it doesn't require a monthly principal and interest payment. So it can be used as a refinance or as a purchase. But again, I spend an awful lot of my time working on those myths and misunderstandings. It's helpful to note that we deal strictly with seniors, 62 and older, people of our generation, if you will. And that's a protected class. And as a consequence, when you have a bad apple or somebody who does something they shouldn't do, it gets an inordinate amount of attention. And so the 12 years that I've been doing this, I've been working steadily and diligently on helping people understand that this is an option that should be considered. It's an option that can help people. And I've seen great growth. The probably looking at seniors and retirement plans, it's fair to note that around about 2008, seniors as a class were particularly hard hit when the market crashed. I saw people lose everything to 401ks and other retirement plans. And the fact is that what we're now seeing, very welcomingly, is that we see a lot of financial planners and CPAs and other fiduciaries who are recognizing that this program has a place in retirement planning. You know, Leland, when you and I were coming up, if I can say that, there were commonly referred to as three-legged stool of retirement. That would be the pension, the Social Security, and the savings. But since 2008, we've seen a dramatic change, and those legs are now wobbly. In fact, some of that savings has disappeared. Some of those pension plans no longer exist. And so now financial planners are looking at the fact that home equity is the largest asset for most Americans.
Absolutely.
And utilizing that as part of a strategic retirement plan has really, really improved our ability to help people.
Tremendous. So do you meet with financial planners on behalf of people's estate planning, or do you meet directly just with those people to take back to their planners?
Let me give you the long answer to that.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Here's the reason. Because of the fact that we have been doing house cleaning for the last 28 years, And I'll digress on that. You know, the FHA reverse mortgage program has been around now for about 28 years. Mm-hmm. And there is house cleaning that is still going on because the fact is that it, as a protected class, you have to be really cognizant of what the liabilities and such are. So we actually have rules put in place by Congress that we're not allowed to do cross-selling, for example. I can't go out and get myself a life and disability license, come to your home, and show you and Rosa the benefits of this program, and then say, by the way, when we pull some of that money out, one of the ways that I can help you with it is to put it into a long-term care plan. We're not allowed to do that,
okay.
Rightfully so. And so no cross-selling, and it's the right thing to do. So with financial planners, they call me. I don't call them. Might meet them at a chamber mixer, mm-hmm. might meet them at a coffee or something, but they call me because we have to have an arm's length transaction. We can't go to them and solicit, and they can't come to us and say, look, I've got a client for you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get them a reverse mortgage, and then I'm going to help them with their investments. That's forbidden.
Tremendous. I appreciate the fact that you take that stand above board, and people can better believe in the integrity of the programs and of your practice.
It's so important.
Absolutely. Frontier Financial of Arizona, as Robert had said, a longtime chamber member, and you know, part of this community. I see both yourself and Tracy everywhere. Talk to me about your community outreach, your community involvement.
Well, the fact is that I would just start with things like the Goodwin Fire. When the Goodwin Fire struck, you would have found Tracy one of the first people to appear at the evacuation center to help people because she's that involved. We're also, of course, in addition to the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, we're involved in the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Tracy sits on the board of the Prescott Police Foundation, and there are a lot of events taking place there. We got a golf tournament coming up. April the 22nd. We're privileged to work with the Chamber of the Prescott Chamber on a Veterans Business Mixer on July 16th. There's a whole host of things. We're going to be sponsoring the Yavapai Humane Society in November, and we're out and about trying to give back.
It's tremendous.
And you do a great job at that. I see you everywhere in town. And the community really appreciates all your help in the community, helping all these different organizations.
Thanks, Robert.
Bill, you know, I've heard you speak passionately about reverse mortgage. That and beyond that, what do you find the most rewarding aspect of your life here in this community and the service that you provide?
Leland, I can tell you that unabashedly, this is the most emotionally rewarding work I've ever done in my life because I have had the opportunity to change people's lives. And when you can work with someone who might be under some serious pressure, get them in and get them moving forward, it's possible to go back in 90 or 120 days and they actually look younger because the load has been lifted. So I can tell you that I couldn't imagine anything better than having a job like this that you get paid for.
I couldn't argue with you.
We always say do something that you love, so there you go.
Thank you.
For you and for Frontier Financial of Arizona, will you please provide our listeners with contact information for...
Well, Frontier Financial of Arizona has a website, frontierfinancialofarizona.com. You can find me pretty easily. Just Google Bill Binky, Prescott, Arizona, and I'm happy to tell you it's that easy.
I've seen it, reverse mortgage specialist.
Yep, absolutely. And we have a nice rack card for you down at the visitor center right now. So come on down and we'll get you that.
Okay. Personal contact is 928-237-9599.
And I had noted a number for Frontier Financial of Arizona at 602-635-2399.
That works.
Fantastic.
So give Bill a call and you'll learn all about reverse mortgage. And we appreciate you with all this information. I'm still wondering why they call it reverse mortgage, but I'm sure you could fill me in on that one.
Well, it's if we have a moment.
At a different time, probably, because we're coming to an end at our show here today. But I'll talk to you about
thanks
that.
Thanks for asking.
Yes. Yes, you're welcome.
And anybody who has that question as well, call Bill. He'll tell
you. Absolutely.
Absolutely. He'll give you the lowdown. Terrific. Bill, again, thank you very much. Great
thank
to
you,
talk
Leland.
With you.
Thanks, Robert.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. This is 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Valentine's Day is gone, but Augie's Restaurant has a sweetheart of a deal for you at happy hour. Augie's appetizers, colossal shrimp cocktail, grilled artichoke, wonderful wings, and Chef Joel's special negamaki. Sushi wrapped in beef rather than rice, served in a hot skillet. All discounted along with specially priced drinks from 4 to 7, 7 days a week. Happy hour at Augie's, one more reason to visit. The place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. Today I've been sitting in for Sherry Heine, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, I want to come back to you, and if you can give us a rundown on what's coming up on behalf of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Of course, Leland, I'd love to. We have so many things coming up at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce these days. I'm just going to go through a couple of them. But you can go to our website at www.prescott.org for even more. We have a new member breakfast coming up Friday, March 9th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Walk-ins are fine. The event location will be at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which is on the Prescott campus, of course. For RSVP for that particular event, please RSVP at 928-445-2000, extension 114, or you may also do it online. And again, that website is www.prescott.org. And another event coming up, which is a very important event for us every year, partnering with the Yavapai College, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Goodwill, Arizona at Work, Workforce Development. We have the Prescott Job Fair 2018, and that will be Friday, March 23rd, and that will be from 9 to 2 p.m., and that will be at the Yavapai College Prescott Campus Gym, and that's always a big event. And, of course, everybody's looking for jobs these days, it seems like. We have probably over, I would say, 50, 55 booths set up for you to get jobs in the Prescott area, so come on down for that. Leland, I know that you're very busy with the Chamber of Commerce as an ambassador and, of course, helping us here at Talk of the Town while Sherry's away.
Absolutely. I want to say with regards to the new member breakfast, we have had a tremendous response within our business community, those people who recognize the value of being members. And going beyond that, my wife, Rosa Moreno-Hilburn, and I are both business members with the Chamber. She with Virgo Organized Interiors as a interior designer and real estate stager. I have my business as a full-service realtor with Fire Sky Real Estate. I have experience in the Quad City area where I'm trusted for service and respected for results. We bring that passion as a business community to the Chamber as ambassadors. We love to celebrate the Chamber, and we really love this community of shared values as business entrepreneurs who are all looking for each other's prosperity and the benefit that it brings to our community. The Chamber is a dynamic place for that to happen. And so I would encourage people, Robert, if you could give us some contact information. I want to give a plug for our great business development, Todd Mason. He's a focal then for people considering business membership.
Sure. Come on down. See us downtown. My name is Robert Coombs. I run the visitor center for the Chamber. We're open 9 to 5 every day, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 2. Lots of exciting things coming up for the spring. For membership and development, for anything you want to know about the Chamber, different things going on, come on down. You can pick it up or give Todd a call at the Chamber at 445-2000. His extension's 115, and he'd love to talk to you. And anybody in staff at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce would love to talk to you about that, too. I'll put the plug in again for the new member breakfast. So if you're a Chamber member or wanted to join us or see what's going on, it's Friday, March 9th. And that will be at 8 a.m., and that's at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which is just off Willow Creek Road. If you want to sign up for that, please go to www.prescott.org.
Robert, it's been terrific to co-host with you today.
Thank you, Leland. It's fun having you here. I hope we did a good job while Sherry was away.
We'll find out.
Yeah,
we will. Everyone, thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.